Welcome to the Intuitive Eating Podcast, your number one source for intuitive eating success. Hosted by mental health coach Martita Robinson, MA. Quick disclaimer, Martita is not a licensed therapist. If you need medical help, please consult with a medical professional. Let's get started. Here's your host, Martita.
Hi, welcome, welcome. So glad that you're here. I am sitting in my car right now outside of my hotel sipping on some chai, and we have reached Boston. First area in our 9-week road trip this summer. So I'm really excited. It's so nice to be here. It's really early, so I'm also very tired. It's different waking up early again just to get away from the kids and work. I've been working on my new network, my new platform, actually, and it's going really well. I just love being on this new platform because it's just so different from Facebook. I originally started the Facebook group and it was more for getting us all together and working on it together. But I find myself really distracted and like really just split up every time I go on Facebook. So I created the platform as a way to get off of Facebook and just get to a nice designated area to help. And I'm finding that my focus is so much more streamlined. Like I feel so connected to you guys and like intuitive eating issues, and it just feels so much more freeing. So if you haven't gone yet, it's www.foodfreedomnation.com. It's beautiful. There's just beautiful women in this platform, and everyone is just working on the same goal: emotional wellness, intuitive eating success. And for now, as the numbers are just beginning, I'm able to really help each person that comes in and with anything that comes up. So come join, give help, support other women just like you. You might be more advanced and can help, and newbies can get some good information. I'm also creating some great stuff there. So I would love to have you. All right. So if you are from Boston or you have any places in Boston that might be a hidden gem or something that I must see, please let me know. I would love to hear from you. Any of my social networks, I'm still there. Like you can send me messages and I will hear from you. So we're going to go to Freedom Trail and just a bunch of other stuff. And just, I'm excited because I had no idea that, well, I didn't really think about it, but someone told me, go see Salem. And I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, Salem is over here. And if you're out of the country, you're not from the U.S., Salem is a big witch town. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on with Salem. So look it up if you're interested, but I'm super excited. And if you're on the network, the Food Freedom Nation Network, I'll probably be posting pictures and stuff. I'm trying to figure out how to like be personal on Food Freedom Nation, like how to just still use it as a kind of social network too, where I can post like personal stuff here and there. So I'm working it out. Everything is just becoming fine-tuned. All right, so let's get into today's question. This one comes from the group, well, the old group. All right, so let me go ahead and just read it. It says, I would love to focus on your intuitive eating when you're surrounded by people that don't understand. Parents, friends, etc. In my early stages of intuitive eating, I found a lot of healing through that term that the food will be there tomorrow. You don't need to eat it all now. But those around me don't understand this and will eat it if I don't, which definitely messes with me. I've worked on not letting my emotions flare up when this happens and letting it go, but it's definitely really tough, especially coming from a binge eating background. All right, so I completely get this because I came from a binge eating background, and binge eating comes from this idea that you must diet for one, and the dieting creates this need to eat, this need to binge, because it's a lack mentality, which with binge eating. And it's not just a lack mentality, but it's if you're starving all the time, when you're around food, you're going to eat more than enough. That's what happened with me when I was little. I would get punished. Like for me, this started when I was a little girl. I would get punished and sent to bed without dinner. And because I was just one of those kids, and not even just one of those kids, my parents were very well, my dad was very closed-minded when it came to freedom and children. So anything I did, I was pretty much punished for, because like old school, like these parents that just believe in complete, just the child's just being there. It's like I have five kids and they're always having fun, playing, excited, curious, always into everything. And I was getting punished all the time for being into everything. I was a curious child and I was always into everything, wanted to know everything, wanted to see everything. And I was always punished. So I was always sent to bed without dinner. And what this ended up doing was creating this need in me to eat more during the day, because I knew that I wasn't going to get anything at night and I didn't want to go to bed hungry. So that's how it really started for me. And then as I grew older, I had gotten into dieting. And the dieting mentality brings about this feeling that there's not enough. And that when it's time to eat, it's time to eat. Eat as much as you can because tomorrow you're dieting and you can't have any more. But that is my background. And it might be your background too, and it might be your situation. But regardless, when we have these feelings, we're like binge eating. Like in the beginning, when you're starting and eating, you're like, that'll be there tomorrow. And you're starting to feel it. It feels really good. But there's still those triggers that come up. There's not enough. So she talks about just parents, family, friends, etc., that just maybe she's living with somebody or maybe you're living with someone and you want to save some of the food, but everybody eats it up. And you're telling yourself, I want to eat this tomorrow, but then everybody eats it and it messes. It's just a trigger. I definitely suggest when you're beginning intuitive eating, and she also asks how to handle it with friends, being very open, of course. And I talk about this a lot, that they need to understand. No one needs to understand what you're doing, first of all, no one. If you have a partner, I would definitely share that with them. They need to understand because you share a life with them. And if you're sharing your life with people that live with you, they don't really need to understand. You don't have to explain more than you want to explain. But if you do want to open up, please do. What I would do in this situation, I imagine like with cakes and stuff like that, I would always just take some and put it away if I wanted more. Put it on a plate, wrap it up, put it in the fridge. And that's how I would handle it, because you have the mentality that's there. So just that it's going to be there. I'm going to save this for tomorrow because I want some more, but I don't want it right now. I'm going to save this. So you grab a slice, put it, whatever. I'm just thinking if it's cake or something. If it's cake, put it up. Anything. If you want some of the food for tomorrow, if you just want something for the next day or later or whatever, but I'm just not hungry enough right now. You don't even need to explain. Just serve yourself another plate. And when it's time to go or when it's time to leave the table, you can just wrap it up. No need to explain anything. Just put the food away. And there's nothing wrong with that, because this actually solidifies the idea that there'll be some more tomorrow. So the trigger won't be so strong if it's gone and you're like feeling left out. Because I know in the beginning, if there was something there that I liked, it just felt better knowing I could have more of it if I wanted to. I'm at this point where I'm like, I don't save food because I'm so sporadic when it comes to knowing what I'm going to want. I know that maybe tomorrow I'm not going to even want it. So I just leave it and I don't care, because as you become more in depth with what your body needs and wants and all this healing has occurred, you start to get more advanced with your intuitive eating. So you just end up being real present with food. And because it's only in the moment that you want something, but because it's the healing, you're in this healing right now with this binge eating, you want to heal. So that's what I would do. I would just put a plate away. And as time goes on, you'll probably find that you don't even need to put a plate away. You'll probably find that you're good with it because you've healed those triggers. You don't even care anymore about, like, food starts losing its that component, that firecracker component as you heal. So keep working on healing. Keep working on healing the triggers. Continue to feel what's coming up for you. Even in those moments when you're around family and friends that are like eating the way you used to eat and you just are triggered by that, when you're with them, just listen for a sound in the room. Make sure you're practicing your mindfulness where you're just focused on something else. And I always recommend meditation, focus in on 5 minutes every few hours and really bringing it in to the body so that you can become mindful within your day. And I would suggest just being mindful around these people that do this or that eat the way you used to eat, because a lot of people have that damage still and they live through that damage. And that's okay, because maybe they're not into intuitive eating and they don't understand that concept, and that's all right. So you just relax. Know that it's a trigger, because the goal is complete peace. You're naturally completely at peace. And as you grew up, wherever this was created, the binge eating and stuff like that, the disordered eating, this removed you from a peaceful place. And this is everyone that's intuitive eating that has come from a dieting background. You at one point were 100% at peace all the time when it came to food, period. 100% peace with everything, really, but we're talking about food here. So at one time you were 100% at peace with food. And you will get there again if you continue to work on it, okay? So every time triggers come up, you just continuously breathe through them and be mindful. Allow yourself to relax. Learn what mindfulness is. One of the things that are the foundation in my group. So if you're not in Food Freedom Nation, get there and learn how to be mindful. But these are all things we're working on. And if you want to really master intuitive eating and heal all that crap from before, everything that's ruined your peaceful life, you have to learn to be mindful. Mindfulness is key, because that's how you heal your triggers. That's how you heal all the old stuff that comes up. All right. So number one, dealing with parents, families, and friends that don't understand what it means to like intuitively eat, and maybe they eat the way you used to eat and you just are triggered by that. Handle your trigger in calm and peace. Relax. It's really challenging at first, and understand that you're doing real work here. You're changing your life. So it's not easy. But it gets simpler with time and practice. So continue to practice. All right, continue to practice. And if it really triggers you and you want some more chocolate cake or whatever the heck it is that they're all eating up because they have 100 things going on within themselves, or maybe they just want more and they're taking it right there and they don't care about intuitive eating, grab a plate, put some food on it, and save it for another time. And that just eases you out of it. And in time, you don't even have these triggers anymore. I promise. Literally, I am like in this moment in my life where food is not an issue for me anymore. And it used to be bad for me. I used to binge. I was a diet, just constantly dieting, constantly binging. I was an emotional eater. I had generalized anxiety disorder. Like, my life was constant chaos inside and out. And as I healed my triggers, as you heal your triggers, this is for anyone, as you heal your triggers, you get back to your neutral place of peace and calm. And that's the goal, is to relax and be who you are, which is peace and calm. Be who you are around food. Be who you are in life. Be led by self. Be led by who you are, not by the fear that comes in when it comes to eating. All right, so I hope this helps. Wrap your plate, nothing wrong with that, and just work on your triggers. Mindfulness, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, and relax. And know that you are becoming more and more amazing every single day, and you've got this. All right, www.foodfreedomnation.com. Come and see me. All right, we'll talk soon. Bye.